Podding on the spot. This your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will.
Well, first of all, we do not own the rights to that music. So please do not sue us. We just felt appropriate to play that because of this first subject that we're going to touch on tonight.
Money? Whole lot of money.
Money, money, money.
Whole lot of taxes, too.
Some of them cats, yeah.
Some.
Well, heck, for all of them. Because I don't think any of them live in tax-free states.
No, it's in worse states, California.
Well, no, Deshaun. He live in Texas.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So he good.
Yeah, so
he
good. No state income tax.
Yeah. So if y'all don't know what we're hinting at, we talking about all the cats that just got paid in the NFL recently. They handing out money like it's freaking bottles of dollar water.
I wish they'd hand some to me.
Man, I'll take a couple of them millions right about now.
I'll just take one. I'll take 1,000 if they can't do that.
Nah, I need at least a million. Just so I can flip that into real estate.
Let me get on the phone with Roger Goodell right now.
Yeah. Give me a million, Roger.
You making 60 a year, ain't you? 40 or something?
I think you get like 40. Still, that's a lot.
Damn commissioner.
Just to sit up there and mess up every year? Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But it's still the number one league in the United States. So you're doing something right.
Yeah, everybody watches it.
Yep.
You know, even people who say, I'm not going to watch because of such and such.
They took on me.
Shut the hell up. Yeah, you are.
You negro. Don't you obey the law.
You know you're going to watch.
Blue Lives
Matter. Just like everybody else.
Exactly. But anyway,
so who just recently got paid? Somebody just got paid today, didn't
they? Jalen Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey.
Mr. Sweetness himself.
Highest paid DB in the NFL.
How much was the guaranteed?
$77 million? Yeah. $77 million.
Whew.
For a corner. That's the guaranteed money.
I think it was like, what, 100 and something?
Yeah, 100 and something. But he got 77 of it guaranteed.
Mm-mm-mm.
Over 5 years. 4 years. 5 years. Yeah, over 5 years. So the boy got the bag.
Right.
And deservedly so.
Yeah, best corner in the league.
In my opinion, he is the best corner. Stephon Gilmore might have won Defensive Player of the Year, but I think Jalen Ramsey is the best corner.
Yeah.
He's the best cover corner. And he can tackle. He's not afraid to tackle.
Yeah, he'll mix it up with anybody.
He'll stick his nose and then toss you up.
So, what was the cat from the Bills that got paid the other day?
Tre'Davious White, the other cornerback.
Yeah, he got.
I forget how much he got paid, but
it was 70 total. I think it was like 40 or 50 guaranteed, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw an article yesterday saying he's gonna retire. His parents know.
Nice.
Beautiful. Put him in the home and let them walk. Let them walk, bro.
All they got to do is wake up every day. Wake up and figure out what they want to eat. Yeah. What they want to do for the day.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That must be nice. That's something I always dreamed about doing for my mom. Was retiring her.
Yeah.
But that didn't work out.
Yeah.
She retired herself already. So.
Oh, well.
Good job to you, Mom.
Moving along.
I couldn't do it for you, but you ended up getting it anyway.
She was like, I can't wait until I'm 110, and you're going to be 70, Pat. Man, crazy.
Let's see.
Yeah, but that gotta be,
got to be. Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Got a nice little deal.
Yep. He got, what, 111
guaranteed,
million guaranteed?
Yeah.
Man. Just listen to those numbers. Those are astronomical numbers.
Yeah, football has caught up to baseball stupid numbers and basketball stupid numbers.
But the only thing about them is all their contract is
guaranteed. Mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah, some baseball contracts are not, but Yeah, but if you're a superstar, you're guaranteed in the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed in the baseball.
Shoot, and soccer. Their contracts are fully guaranteed as well.
Yeah, soccer got some. The European paid. Soccer,
they get paid stupid money.
Yeah, the transfer fee was $99 million to get him over here.
Oh, like, what? Here, just take that.
I got to look up how that works. I never looked up how that works.
We'll ahead and give you that. That's crazy. We'll pay you for him, then pay him when he gets over here. Good grief.
Do they generate that much money?
I guess they do. Well, soccer is a big sport.
Yeah, it's a worldwide sport, too. So
they probably do.
That's a whole bunch of scarves getting sold, huh?
Scarves?
Yeah, do you know how they wear the scarves?
I ain't never paid any attention.
Yeah, that's like real big over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Who else recently got paid? Oh, of course. Season before last, MVP. This year's Super Bowl MVP.
Oh, Patrick Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes. He got a $500 million contract. Stupid. $500 million contract.
And went and bought a stake in the Kansas City Royals.
Oh, my goodness. So he got his contract, then turned around and gave some of that money right back to his owner.
Yeah. Thank you, boy.
But, hey, that's smart business for him in the long run, though. Yeah. Because now he owns a stake in that team.
Yeah. He just proposed to his girlfriend, too. I thought they was married. Well, he better certify that prenup, too, brother.
I don't know. Like we were talking about the other day, they've been together since, what, sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
So, if he need to get a prenup, and they've been together since sixth grade.
Pat, he needs to get a prenup. It's business. It's business.
Yeah, I guess.
He might fall, you know, he might get, you know, have a down season and start drinking, and then she start cheating, and then there you have it.
What you mean, start cheating? She cheating already.
With who?
Huh?
With who?
What you mean with who?
Who's she cheating with?
Whoever in Kansas City.
Oh, Lord. I don't think she's doing it yet.
When he be on the road for them games.
I don't think she's doing
it
yet.
She be up in there cheating. Sleeping with cheating in the next room.
Horrible.
Who else just got paid? Oh, freaking Nuke.
Oh, yeah. We forgot all about his contract.
Yeah, he just got paid.
Yeah.
I don't remember the number off the top of my head.
It's like, what, a 3-year extension to his deal?
Which I think brings it up to a total of, what, 5 years?
Yeah. Somewhere around there. I don't remember. He deserved it, though.
What that number was, though.
You ever see a story about his mom?
Yeah, her dad boyfriend, or was it?
No, it was husband. A female. It was a female was that
female?
A guy she was messing with, I guess. Right. Yeah, came to her house and threw what, bleach on her?
Was it bleach or acid? It was acid.
Acid. It was acid. Yeah. Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, bleach don't do that bad of burning.
Yeah.
Did you watch that story I sent you? The hand sanitizer?
Man.
Boy.
See, but you gotta know.
Not to do no shit like
hand sanitizer has alcohol in it.
Right.
It's alcohol based.
Right.
I mean, I know we just jumped to a whole nother subject.
Yeah.
But it's alcohol based. So if your hands are still wet or if you just put it on, you gotta understand that there are fumes coming off of your hand.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like gasoline. You know, when you put the gas in your car, fumes, you got vapors coming out the doggone tank as you're pumping.
Right.
Vapors
and
are
then,
coming out.
I'm going to put this Newport in my mouth.
Yeah. That's why they say don't smoke around the doggone thing.
Actually, they said don't even be on your cell phone.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Not me.
Yeah. That's crazy. She went to go light a camera. Did you see the room?
Dude. The
room was charred, dog.
That room was charred. That room was charred. She was burnt up.
She was burnt from the head to toe.
So he got a $54.4 million extension and 42.5 guaranteed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Arizona.
Yeah.
Still
that's
fourth
that's
place.
Another
fourth place.
Another tax free state.
No, it's not.
I don't think Arizona has state tax.
I think they do have state tax. I never heard that before. That's why I'm disputing it. Florida, Texas, Nevada. That's it, I think.
Nice.
Just type in state free tax. A free state. Taxes state free. I'm getting confused over here.
That's because you got them little bottles.
Why you want to put that out there like that? Jeez. At least I'm not going to the moon.
Got them little bottles. Oh, yeah, they do have state tax.
Yeah, I always heard. Remember, you know what just in your head? Remember back in the day, they said something like the owner put in an implement in people contracts, they can start like tax deductions, like when they go out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're probably thinking of.
Okay.
Thank you, good owner.
But yes, a new got paid. Who else got paid?
It's been a weird year because they're paying them all right now. Like, yeah. You know, I think that's about it.
Which, like you said, is weird.
Because it's right before the season start.
The salary cap is supposed to go down next year instead of going up because they're losing all the revenue.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that. They need to just figure it out.
I think they will. I think that's why they're doing these contracts like they are.
Yeah, stretch it out, fix things. But from what you were saying, like with the whole the tax revenue, It's crazy how much in taxes they got to pay. Like,
and that's not just from their state.
Yeah,
they got to pay taxes everywhere every state they play in. I never knew that. Until I actually got a breakdown of the NFL, you know, paychecks.
Yeah.
Like, golly. So if you play in New York, you got to pay state taxes because you play in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You play in freaking Seattle, you got to pay state tax up in Seattle. That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, that's...
That is crazy.
They're making the money, though. That's all I can say. They are making the money.
They are making that money. But when you get that that statement from your check... Jeez. You're looking at it, and you see that state tax from that state come out. Boy, that got to hurt your soul a little bit.
Right.
Even though you are a multimillionaire.
Right.
That has to hurt. Because I could just imagine. Your game day check. Probably about, on the low end, for some of the multimillionaire players, $50,000 for a game day check. Maybe. $50,000.
Somewhere around there, 50,000, 60,000.
Those state taxes come out in that state you're playing in, you're probably getting about 40, about 35.
But who the fuck can't live off of that? Man. Hold on, let me take that back. A whole bunch of them motherfuckers can't live off that.
Which I don't get.
Like, dude, you can literally take 90% of your check and put it in the savings.
Yes.
Like, literally. Yes.
You give me $50,000 a week, I will be good for the rest of my life.
That don't even sound right. Because if you do that and look at the season was September, October, November, December. So, yes. Unless you make the playoffs.
Yes.
So, if it's $50,000, that's $100,000. It's more than that.
Well, that's why I said on the low end.
Yeah, but that's like a fucking practice squad player.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, these dudes are like really taking home like $207,000 a game.
Yeah.
And the big dogs are taking home probably millions.
Yeah.
Lord. I remember they had a breakdown of James Harden. There's like every quarter was like 90,000 or some shit like that a game? 90,000 a quarter.
That just made me want to throw up. That's stupid money right there. Stupid money.
Yeah, bro. Fucking. Oh, my
good
Lord.
Grief. And then these cats end up broke. How? Why?
Trying to outspend the next dude.
Like,
trying to outspend LeBron, knowing damn well LeBron get all this stuff for free. LeBron probably can walk into a jewelry store and be like, oh, no. It's okay. Just, can we get a few pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Take pictures and
post it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
And there you have it. And then guess what? LeBron was here. So everybody else going to come. They're going to come to L.A. or so-and-so. We're going to go to the Iceman.
Yep.
That's crazy,
man. We're going to go where LeBron went. Yeah, that's real crazy.
Anyways, we're broke. But NFL players are fucking rich. Well, do you know what your net worth is?
My net worth?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And I don't even want to know.
Okay.
I don't ever want to know my net worth.
Well, my credit union has a little thing on there that you determine your net worth.
Mine do too, but I don't never look at it.
Yeah, I don't want to
get depressed.
I did it, and I just put my phone down and went to bed. Like, this fucking shit right here. I'm almost 40.
Net worth $22,000.
$22,000? What are you talking about? What you talking about? This shit was negative, nigga. This shit was in the red. I think it was like negative like 42,000.
Oh, gosh.
I'm like, how is it negative?
Oh, man.
Yeah, do they got like a negative Forbes list?
I don't even want to look.
I don't want to go on a bankrupt Forbes list. Yeah, look at me, nigga. I'm number 74. I got negative $80,000.
Shoot. Take a look at that doggone net worth and instantly get mad and want to go fight somebody.
No, I ain't that broke, though. But now I've been listening to all these financial advisors talking on YouTube and they keep talking about buy gold, because your dollar ain't going to be worth shit. Like, if the economy crash, you need gold, silver.
If you don't have no gold bars, you in trouble.
I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Yes, I'm in trouble because at the price gold is shot up to, I can't even afford half
gold,
a bar.
Gold, silver, I think even copper that went up.
Yeah, I can't even afford a half a bar.
Well, you can always put your money in Bitcoin. As soon as your phone cut off, you ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I can't even go to ATM and get my money? Hell no.
Or I could always do the good old Cash App cash flip.
You know, I actually got somebody actually hit me up the other day with that shit. I'm like,
really?
Are y'all seriously still doing this shit? $100 get you $10,000 back. Okay. So
all you have to do is pay me such and such amount.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. So when they catch on to this scheme, I get locked up. Or they suing me for the money. You better kick rocks.
I don't know how that shit sound, but I'm never that damn naive.
No.
I ain't sending my money to nobody.
No, it looks nice.
Yeah.
You know, but nah.
You get in the car and you got your stack of money you just got from the bank. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good. So you mean tell me you just pulled out $10,000 out of the ATM machine? You can't even pull out $10,000 out of the ATM machine.
No, you got to go in. You got to go into the banker.
So go sit down with that.
Yeah.
You can only fool them stupid people with that.
That's like when I went to go cash my check about a year ago. Two dudes came into the bank. They went to that special line on the side.
Merchant line.
Yeah, that, you know, where they get the cash for stores and stuff. I'm like, dude walked up, opened the case up. He's just taking money out and just stuffing it in the thing, Doc. Just stacks of money. I'm like, now if I just run over there and just knock both of them out.
You ain't gonna make it out the bank.
Is that really robbery, though?
Yeah.
If I take somebody else's money? It's not the bank money. It's about to deposit, but I took it.
You robbing them.
That shit was beautiful, though. I was just talking about money. But my thing is, like, that kind of money, I would think they'd take them to, like, a...
Mm-mm. Right there in front of everybody.
Jesus.
Right there. Well, I mean, usually they have it in them little zip bags. You know, they don't just pull out cash like that.
Yeah, that was
they
just
usually
weird.
Have it in the bags, and they...
That was weird.
They usually have it in the bags, and you just turn it in like that.
Mm.
So,
but they had a box, and it was two dudes. I was like, whoa. I went, hey, how much is that? I'll be waiting on you outside. Easy. Mm-mm. One day. We talk all the negative shit into existence. Yeah, let's talk that good stuff into existence.
We've been talking about winning the lottery for years. Why ain't that happened yet?
I almost hit the Mega Bucks one time. I didn't get that last one.
Then it had that little extra roll at the end. Act like it wanted to stop on the bird. Then that one little extra half roll just had to come.
But keep it 100. If I wouldn't won it that night, I'd probably be dead right now. Because my mom was in a bad place, bruh. Oh, man, I'd probably been dead. I don't even know how much it would have been, a few million. I would have been part of that Mega Bucks curse.
Hocus and blow. He would have instantly developed the drug habit.
Probably. Woman habit.
Like, damn, dog, you won $15 million with Mega Bucks. How you broke already? Hookers and blow.
Hookers and blow. No, I don't think that would have been me. Probably would have ate myself to death.
Yeah. Yeah.
bring me another chimichanga stuffed with the golden cheese. I have high cholesterol, and I think I am having a stroke. Oh, goodness gracious.
But it doesn't matter. Just bring me the chimichanga.
Yeah, bring me a chimichanga. Extra cheese all over that bitch.
Make sure it's wet.
Yeah.
One little dry chips.
Cut in halves. Put one in each hand. I'm going to double fist this motherfucker. Yeah. Nah. Thank God I didn't win, though.
Yeah. I'm still waiting to hit something. Make bucks. Lottery. Find $1 million on the ground.
Oh, none of that's going to happen.
Magically fall off a truck.
That's possible.
Or just wake up one day and have, $1 million in my bank account.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Like, hey, where did this come from?
Yeah, it was a mistake. And you spend $1 that shit, the Secret Service is going to be at your house picking you up. And you're going to jail.
I'm going to call the bank. Hey, you guys know you deposited an extra dollar into my account?
Oh, they took my dollar. Something just happened when somebody they woke up with. I forgot how much money. It was like 82 million?
Wasn't it 10 million?
No, I thought it was like 82 or something like that. Oh. Well, anyways, it was actually.
I knew it was money that didn't belong to them.
That didn't belong to them. You know they cut stimulus checks for people that came from other countries?
Dude, they cut stimulus checks for dead people.
And prisoners.
People that can't do nothing with that. Like, how? How do you not know this person is dead?
But check this out. From the IRS Treasury. If they cut you a check that they wasn't supposed to, you don't have to pay them back.
That's their fault.
Yeah. Like, literally. Because some lady said she got 10 checks, and she turned them back in, and then she found out that she could have cashed them all because they all had different serial numbers.
Ooh, I bet she was pissed.
Oh, you know.
I bet she was pissed.
They sent me some checks right now. I'm running to the bank. Like, what? Man, they said we can keep that shit. They worried about those PPP loans. That's what they, like, you know.
All them dummies. Hey, yeah, you can. You don't have to have a business. You can just sign up for it. Oh, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody told me that shit. I was just like, whatever.
Yeah, let's go ahead and sign up for a business loan for a business we ain't got.
I just got a tax return this year. I owe the IRS. They don't play, dog. The letter they sent me, the first letter, I almost had a heart attack outside, dog. I was sitting there like, these motherfuckers ain't playing. How y'all gangster in ink? Like, it was like so many different numbers and prosecutions and all. Like, oh, man, they talking about prosecution. Not fines. They said prosecution. I was like, oh, my God. I owe them. Oh, Lord. And I was like, can I please just talk to somebody?
Can we make a deal, please? Please.
Not, it was no jail time. They said prosecution. When you hear them words, that means you're going to get locked under the jail, bro. Special plan with U.S. money?
Yeah.
Shit, you see what happened to Saddam Hussein?
Yeah.
You start fucking around, it was like, go get him.
Yeah, go get him now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Had nothing to do with Bin Laden.
Go get him right now.
Mm-hmm. So, we was talking about money. NFL contracts, what else?
Yeah. No, we got some real serious on the other side
back
of this
in.
Show. So, we'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
This episode was brought to you again by Black Royal Empire, building legacies as queens and kings. Leaders are born, legacies are made. Black Royal Empire is coming. After we did the show last week, opened up the door. We were sitting here, chopping it up and whatnot. And we, heard some loud noise.
Oh, you going with this one?
We heard some loud noise, right?
You heard a loud noise. I ain't heard nothing.
So you opened the door, and all I heard was, God, goodness, what is going on? Let me see your teeth. I'm like, what the heck is going on? Hold on.
Got to back it up. You got to back it up. See, this is like one of the funniest things I've ever heard. At the time, I was pissed off, but my brother has schizophrenia. So when he gets into his mood, he's talking to imaginary people, he gets real loud, and he's downstairs. So we just chilling. We just hear something. I'm like, what the hell?
Matter of fact, we was watching Halloween.
Right.
So you pause the movie, open the door. You like, what the hell? God damn it, where's going?
That's what he wasn't saying that specifically, but that's what it sounded like.
Because he was down there just yelling.
And I think it was like three o'clock in the morning. Yeah. I'm like,
he just going off.
I was like, wow.
I was up here dying.
Yeah, but when I came back upstairs after calming my brother down, and he said that shit to me as a joke, that was the funniest shit. I was like, damn, he did sound like, was it 95 South Boys? Yeah. God, can this tweet, bro? I was like, oh my God, Greg, I didn't even say nothing to Greg. I just looked at him. Like, he already knew when he seen me down. So I was like, dude, chill out. Shut up. You are tripping. But that was the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life, dude. God. My brother did sound like that.
He was laughing so hard, his foot was up here crying.
Yeah, I was dying. That shit was too funny, dog.
But out of all seriousness, you know, we laugh and we joke about it. But mental health, mental illness, it is real.
In our community.
Like, it is real. And it's just a subject that we don't like touch. To talk about.
Yeah, people don't want to. People don't want to be crazy.
But you know, you're not always crazy when you have a mental health problem.
Yeah, but
You're not always crazy. Because I'm gonna just keep it 100. I suffer from anxiety. Never knew I had anxiety issues.
Yeah, me too.
Never knew I had anxiety issues.
Yeah.
Until I talked to somebody, and they were like, yeah, you have real bad anxiety. And I never knew.
Right.
You know, because as a man, you never want to hear anything like that because you never want to seem weak. You never want to seem crazy.
Right.
You know, you don't any of the typical stereotypes.
Right.
You never want to be any of that.
Right.
But it's a serious thing.
Yeah, it is serious.
It is a real serious thing. And it's something that could handicap. Take over your life.
Handicap you. Yeah. Because like I told you the other day, I was like, I didn't know I had anxiety until I started hearing the symptoms. Like, when you want to be in a comfort zone and you want to just listen to I was listening to a Keith Sweat song for 2 days, dog. And it was like, you just don't want to change things. You just want to stay in that moment. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to get out of that moment. You don't want to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I do that a lot. It's a lot of songs that I just listen to. I like, I'm like, okay, back. I'm like, what the fuck? That's a part of anxiety.
Yeah.
And I already, you know, suffer from depression sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Like, and you think sometimes you're like, dang, you know, what did cause this?
It's just, you know, life. It's life.
It's a multitude of things. You know, it could be the way you grew up. You know, it could be the fact that, you know, you were in a single parent household. It's just a lot of things
that can
contribute to, you know, whatever your mental health issue may be.
Right. No, small to great.
Yeah, you never know what it is.
Right.
You never know what it is. Yeah. And that's something that we, in our, especially in the Black community, we do not like to talk about it. Yeah. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to admit it. You know, we always want to call each other crazy if we got something that's wrong with us. Oh, you crazy as hell.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Don't say that, because we're the culprits. We say it all the time.
We say it all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
You know, but I think it's kind of like to ease up and just make light of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's actually something serious. Like, you know, it's not too many times I call and say, how's your mental health? Like, you know what I'm saying?
How are you feeling today?
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like, you know, hurting anybody?
Right.
You feel like hurting yourself?
Right.
You know, and it's some days where, you know.
Motherfucker ready to snap.
Yeah. You just be ready to just lose it.
Right. Like in the last episode, when I turned around, I told the motherfuckers, like, God damn, shut the fuck up. And I realized it was like 8 to 10 of them. I was like, Jesus, God. Because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I go places and I be mad as fuck. I just want to fight somebody. Like,
I'm like, I wish he would. I get this from Pat. I wish this motherfucker would say something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, I got that from him. I'm not gonna say the situation. It was on the strip, but I'm not gonna say what happened. But I got that from him. I'm like, I wish the motherfucker just, even though I'm in the motherfucking wrong, I'm 110% wrong, but I wish he would. Am I lying? Telling the truth. Like, motherfucker was always in the wrong. Like car accident wrong. Your fault wrong. Motherfucker, I was so fucking, well, you said something wrong.
They wasn't getting out the way.
Whatever. It's their fault. Whatever. So many stories to tell. But anyways, so let's get back to mental health. But yeah, a lot of people don't want to be branded as crazy or I need help mentally. Honestly, you do, because if you just let it keep going and getting bad, it's going to get worse. Yeah. So you need to get the help.
And I'm glad that I finally did. You know, I'm actually seeing a counselor right now. You know, not seeing one in person because, you know, COVID.
Yeah.
But I have telehealth appointments every week, and I talk to this counselor. You know, shout out to my counselor.
Okay. You
know, she's been helping me out a lot. You know, giving me breathing exercises to, you know, calm down when I start feeling real anxious about, you know, certain things. And, you know, she's forcing me to talk about stuff that I don't want to talk about. Mm. Like, she's forcing me to talk about it.
That's good. You know,
which is a good thing. Yeah, which is a good thing. You know, I appreciate it. I appreciate her efforts. You know, because so far I think it's helping me out a lot.
So let me ask you this question. Outside of your house, what gives you the most anxiety? Like, when you leave the house in your vehicle and you go somewhere and you have an errand to run, is there something that will trigger your anxiety?
There's a few things. But one of the things that triggers it the most is the freaking driving out here.
You know what? My God. Jesus Christ. Because today when I was talking to you, Doug, I was like, this dude right here is going off.
Oh, my God.
Are you just gonna get over? You gonna get over right now?
Duh,
like, red light. You just started getting over on me. I'm like, dude, this is tripping right now. Cause you was like bugging today about
that,
you.
That gives me the most anxiety is the way people drive out here. It freaking drives me nuts.
I know.
Oh my God! Somebody. God. So
Shoot from the hip.
Driving down the street, this car decides it wants to make a right turn. It turns right all the way from the left-hand lane. What are you doing? Are you kidding me right now?
Oh, man.
I swear, had I been up close to that car, I probably would have rolled down my window.
And started disparaging a nice little vocabulary.
Boy. Boy, I tell you, it was this one time Christy had to stop me from getting out the car. She literally had a hold to my wrist.
Is that when the dude?
Yes, that's when the dude hopped out his car.
Yeah, bro.
And came to the side. She had a hold of my wrist and would not let my wrist go. She had the death grip on my wrist. I was trying to get out the car. It felt like 10 people was holding me. She had my hands so tough because I was finna get out the car. Dude had pissed me off.
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
He had pissed me off.
On the west side?
No, it was over there on my side of town.
Oh, okay. But then y'all come up to the west side?
No, we didn't even make it that far. We was right there at freaking Owens and Pecos, right there at the light. He decided he wanted to come flying out those apartment complex without stopping at the stop sign and freaking cut me off. I'm going up the street. He just come flying out in front of me, cut me off just to get to the next lane. Like, dude, it was nobody behind me. You couldn't wait to get behind me to, you know, go to the next lane. You want to swoop out in front of me. So I was finna hop out the car. I was ready. In my work clothes and everything, I was ready. Because oof, good God. Yeah. But that right there, that triggers my anxiety big time.
Okay. You know what triggers my anxiety? Homeless people.
How's that?
Just the bugging, just the accent, just every time. It's not even, it's the same homeless people. Mm-hmm. The ones that just keep asking, walk up to your window, especially with this coronavirus shit. Like, dude, do not knock on my window. Don't sit here and wave, and I'm not rolling down my window. And it gives me anxiety. I'll leave, like, if they're at a store, I'll go somewhere else. Like, and I shouldn't be like that. I should just handle the problem straight up. But I'm angry right now. If y'all don't know me, my life is very stressful. You know, I'm taking care of two disabled people. I'm working my business on the side. And my job, like, it's just a whole bunch of shit. Like, I'm just stressed. Mm-hmm. And it's to the point, like, don't fuck with me right now. Like, come on, bro. Like, you're just begging. Like, ugh. I had nothing against homeless people. The ones that's just legitimately begging, but the drug addicts and the alcohol, those are the ones that get on me. You know, I could tell the ones that have mental problems, that, like, they don't bother me. But the ones that are just drug addicts and they just beg every day.
And you normally see the same ones all the time.
Same ones all the time.
All the time.
Same
ones.
Whether
they're standing on the same corner. Same store. Whether they're standing at the same store.
It's irritating. You always see them. It's irritating. And then the way they do stuff, like, you know, drive-through windows. They knocking on your window. Or they just standing like, or they just standing right there next to the speaker when you.
Hey.
The worst one is, it's a big Hispanic kid to be at the Wells Fargo ATM machine.
Just standing by the ATM machine.
Waiting to ask people, like, dude, I told him one time, I was like, you know, one day you're going to get shot, dog. You're going to pop around the corner. People, like, I'm already, I have anxiety already at ATMs, especially if it's late at night. I'm, like, looking around and this and that. And then they got this new shit with the ATMs. They want to show you a Wells Fargo commercial. Before you get, like, you'll put your card in, put your pin in, and then you see the horses walking and running, and then they like, have you applied for a home loan? And dog, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? And you look at the seconds. It said 45 seconds. This is a 45-second commercial, and then it's stopping. And like, do you want more info? No, motherfucker. I just want to deposit or withdraw. Where the fuck I'm doing it? 3 o'clock in the morning at the ATM. Like, why are you showing me commercials? Now, if I get shot in the head, are y'all going to take care of my family? Exactly. Hell no.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't need this right now.
Okay, well, let's get to the meat and grit of the mental problems. In the Black community, there's a lot of schizophrenia. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that grew up as crack babies. Mm-hmm. A lot of unresolved issues on that end. Mm-hmm. Broken families.
That's the biggest issue.
The biggest issue. You know, a lot of people don't have a strong structure at home, mm-hmm. and it turns into something else. And then, this is, I hate to say this shit. Every time you go into the grocery store, you see our families separated. You don't see, you never see a family shopping. It's just, I just never see it. Rarely I see it. You always see a woman with kids. You see men by themselves just shopping. And if you look around the landscape, you see other races. You see the whole family. You see the husband. Mm-hmm. You see the mother. You see shopping together. We just don't see that. And it's all because of all the shit that has happened to us since the 70s. Mm-hmm. Late 60s, 70s. And when drugs hit our community, it was over.
When drugs and welfare started.
Yeah. Because, you know, welfare, if you want to get welfare, you got to keep the man out of the house. You can't live here.
Exactly.
And then the crack cocaine and everything else and heroin and all that, the blue magic, it just fucked up our community.
Yeah.
And we didn't get that. Nobody put a rehab on the west side. Nobody put, like, they did it now.
Yeah.
Now. It's 2020.
Now that has been gentrified.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And it's 2020, and we needed it 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, how many families you know of motherfuckers that die from a drug overdose, that die from AIDS, contributed because drugs and this and that? Like, it's just so many things. And they wonder, like, oh, well, why y'all, you know, you guys have an opportunity. Yeah, we do have an opportunity. But when you have so many obstacles in front of you, mm-hmm. it's hard being a Black man. People don't understand. Like, they think everything is normal because their life is normal. It's hard to be a Black man. You know how many times I get out the car and motherfuckers look at me like I'm Jason Voorhees? I have to sit there and watch women switch their purse to another side because they think I'm going to snatch it. All the doors I hear lock when I'm walking through a park. Like, it's like these things are triggers for me. And I sit there and I think about, I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm one of the nicest people that you know. I help you out if I could. It's a bunch of people, if you listen to this, I'll probably help you out. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, oh my God.
It's something like you try not to let it bother you.
But it's just there.
You try to put up that mental barrier, but it's just like, I already know what's about to happen. It always happens.
Right.
I can't do nothing about it because you already have this perception of me and you don't even know me.
Right. Crook thief.
Like that triggers something in you right there. Mm-hmm. That makes you just want to do something to them sometimes. Just so they can be right.
Right. And it's sad. It's like that. Because there's things that white people can do that I can never do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you an example, y'all. Let a white woman walk into a grocery store. Smith's, Albertsons, Costco. She can walk in there with reusable bags in her hand, put them in her basket, and walk off. Let me or Patrick do that. What's going to happen?
They following us.
They're following. They're going to have a spy on you. They're going to tell somebody. And so how is that going to make your shopping experience when you're legitimately in there shopping? Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers, every time you hit a corner, somebody right there with you.
Mm-hmm. Can I help you? Didn't I just see you over here on that
No, I'm good.
Why are you over here on this aisle?
Exactly.
I'm fine. I know exactly where the item is that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Go help somebody that really need it.
Mm-hmm. But these are things we have to deal with. And it's fucking sad, bro.
Yeah. And this is what keeps the whole mental cycle
going.
The whole mental illness cycle going.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it's an illness. The way that they feel about us is an illness.
Yeah.
You know, they might not want to admit that, but that is an illness.
Right.
You are a sick person.
Right.
You need help. You should go seek it ASAP.
But
because you triggering my anxiety.
Yeah, but a lot of people just take it as it is. Like, they just don't give a fuck. That's what it come down to. And people would say, and a lot of people want to be superior. They want to be over you, you know, yeah. No matter what the situation is.
Yep.
What Kanye say in that song?
Which one?
I can't think of the song. But he said it to an extent that he's like, you can have a drop top Benz, but you still a nigga in a coop. You know? Chicken coop. Even though you got an expensive car. So, I hate quoting that motherfucker. God damn, I'm disappointed in him, dog.
Crazy.
Yeah. Lord have mercy, dude.
See, like what we talking about. He has, Kanye obviously
mental
has,
issues.
He obviously has mental issues.
And people take advantage of this shit.
Obviously. And he won't, I don't know if he refuses to get the help or.
Honestly, if he did, we already know. His creative juices won't flow like they are. From fashion to music. And, you know, we might disagree with what he does, but he needs to be crazy to make what he needs to make. He's a billionaire for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to look at it like that. Like, he's a billionaire for a reason. Most people that are talented have quirks, and he's one of them. So, you know, he has to have that. You know, that's probably why he won't get on medicine. He probably won't, because they'll probably stop all that. He probably sit, you know, he probably be sitting on the couch all day. And he'd be looking at that picture, like, you mean that fat picture of Kanye? He'd probably look like that.
Yeah.
Him and Kim gained 50 pounds. And that's what it'd be. I hate to say it, but most talented people have mental issues.
See, but it seemed like his didn't really pop up until after his mom passed away. Then that's when he, you know, it seemed like that's when he started just going way off
the table. But then, think about his mom. How did she die?
She died on that operating table, didn't she?
Exactly. Yeah. Doing some shit she shouldn't have been doing. So she had a complex about herself, right? Because usually, put it like this. I'm a fat dude. I'm obese, as they say, medical term. So if I got $15, $20 million out of nowhere, Will I try to change my body? That's, I don't know. I don't know if I'll go get the staples and all that and get my stomach spot. I don't know. Because I like eating food. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's a whole mental thing when it comes with money. Yeah. People want to, you know, she's into that scene and she's probably looking at other women her age that look, you know, that probably had money their whole life. And they looked a certain way. So she was like, mm-hmm. you know what? I need to look like them. So she put her life on the line. Because they tell you this shit when you do any kind of surgery. Yeah. I can go get my tonsils removed and die. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get a root canal and die. Like, yeah. these are things, it can happen. So she went and had a tummy tuck. Her breast was dead and her tummy tuck. She died on the table. She probably has never been fully healthy for the last 15 years of her life. And you want to jump on a fucking operating table. That's another thing. You need to work on yourself organically before you do that type of shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't just be looking like fucking Fat Albert and be like, you know what? I'm just going to get hold my stomach cut off. Brother, something, it's not going to work like that. You need to change your eating habits. You need to start doing this, not doing it. Like, people don't do that shit no more. And I think that's contributed to her death and turning fucking up her son. Because he's like, oh my God, my money killed her. Because, you know, he probably was giving her a stipend every month. She took her 50, 60,000, whatever it was, and like, I'm going to go get a tummy tuck and did it. And, you know, he probably felt guilty about it. And then, guess what? We have crazy Kanye walking around talking about Donald Trump is like his daddy.
Oh, Lord.
So, you know. But mental illness in our community is something serious.
Yeah.
And from the drug abuse and the broken families, we can't win.
Nope.
So.
Drug abuse, sex abuse.
Yeah, child that abuse. Too. Yeah. Yeah. Child abuse. That's another abuse that's in the black community people don't want to talk about. Child abuse. You know, kids getting beat, slapped around, extension cord, restriction. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the original restriction
ain't no that ain't abuse.
Some people get put on real restrictions. Remember that dude that was in a wheelchair that's beating a child with a what was it, charger cord? For the cars, remember that shit?
Was it a charger cord?
Yeah, he handicapped in a wheelchair. He's beating the hell out of his kids. Like, come on now, like you can't do that, dog. He's doing it to girls too. But I know he's trying to break the cycle because it's been fast.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you need to be around a little bit more. You need to put some codes on their phone. Like, you need mm-hmm. to pay attention to who they're hanging out with. Mm-hmm. Like, it's things the parents can do. You know, it's just.
Yeah. See, but that's why you have to really. Pay attention.
Especially your kids. You gotta really pay attention.
Something could be wrong and they will never let you know. You know, you gotta learn to pick up on certain things. Like, you know, are they acting this way one day and then acting this way another day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all of a sudden their whole mood changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something happened.
Right.
If they're good one day, next day, they just in a funk. Something has obviously happened. Because you just don't go from being in a good mood to just being in a funk the next day for no reason.
But let me ask you this question. What if it's a chemical imbalance?
Could be that too.
What can you do then? What's the options?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's when you got to get into the medical stuff then.
Yeah. Because you can't fix everything like that.
Nah.
Because there's a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Chemical imbalance. You know, so... I don't know, man.
Like I say all the time, you know, I got a son with ADHD. You know, it's...
tough.
It...
More than tough?
It's tough. But, I mean, I've figured out how to deal with it. But, you know, it's some days where I just like, well, I just want to slap you across your forehead.
Okay, went right to abuse. Y'all hear that? Went right to abuse.
I just want to slap you across your forehead. But I know sometimes he can't help himself.
Right.
You know, he... Mm. One of the freaking symptoms of ADHD is forgetfulness. And he forgets a lot of stuff. He forgets a lot of stuff. And I know sometimes you hear me on the phone talking to him like, dude, Come on, bro. I just told you this.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, I literally just walked out of this room from telling you this. Mm-hmm. I forgot.
Just that quick?
Just that fast. Mm-hmm. I just walked out of here. I forgot. All right, man. Look, I'm going to tell you again. Last time I'm going to tell you. You know, you just got to have patience. You know, you got to have patience because that's one thing with that particular, you know.
I know.
With that particular disease, illness, whatever you want to call it. You got to have patience with that one.
I know.
Because if you don't, you will go crazy.
I know.
You will go freaking nuts.
My mama got dementia. My brothers are schizophrenic. My other brother's a crackhead. My sister is Shredder. We call it Shredder because I'm not gonna go there.
No.
But
he called it Shredder.
I call it Shredder. But she's bipolar. Well, is that bipolar? Quincy's cool. But yeah, I have a lot of issues in my family. Like, a lot of my friends have issues, you know, I'm dealing with that bullshit. But it's sad. You can't fix people. You can just medicate them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. That's it. Like, my brother, not to throw shade at my mom, Greg would have been better off if she would have did the right thing with him. She was always trying to be what's the word we had a problem with?
Enabler.
Yeah. You know, he always wanted to smoke cigarettes, so she made sure he had his cigarettes. He always wanted a beer a day. But when a motherfucker is taking 12 to 13 psychotic pills,
he don't need no beer.
He don't need cigarettes. He don't need a beer. He need to be living on the healthy side of life.
Yeah.
And you're letting him do that type of shit. And then that turns into other problems, which in turn is why he's sick now. You know, a motherfucker have a stroke and then he gets up in the middle of the night and just leave the hospital and, you know, come home because he wanted a cigarette that bad. And my mom, you know, he home. It's okay. Give him a cigarette. And then 2 weeks later, he had another stroke. And the second stroke took his mobility. He's paralyzed now on one side. So her mental illness led to his situation now. And it's just like, it's just a whole gumbo pot of bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that has to deal with all this. I had to deal with her. She has dementia. She had a stroke. She's paralyzed. She has kidney failure now. Like, it's just a lot.
Stuff on top of stuff.
Yeah,
on top
it's of stuff a lot. And then, like, I get frustrated. And I just, like, I lash out sometimes. Like, you know, what the fuck? You know, like, I don't have any kids. I don't have a wife. And this is my life, you know, stuck taking care of my mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm scared to death to, like, move on from them and put them in homes because how the shit going now?
Yeah.
Like the coronavirus, like the fucking, you know, my mom was in a hospital called Horizon. I literally, 1 week later after she left there, nigga, 12 people died from coronavirus there.
Ooh-wee.
12 people.
Good grief.
And then I can never forget my mom's last day there. A nurse came to me and prayed for my mom.
That was cool.
And then shitting on the place she went to. Like, you need to pay attention to this over there. They're not good at this, and they're not good at that. And then your motherfucking place is a death trap. Like, that shit was crazy to me. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, man.
So, it just, if your family have mental issues, you need to deal with them as a family.
Yeah.
Try to be patient. Yeah, it's sad, dude.
Try to get them some help. You know, don't make fun of them, you know, even though sometimes it is funny, you know, don't make fun of them, you know, if you do, after you make fun of them, get them some help.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Get them some help, because I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it is funny, you know.
Oh, it's real
funny. And like we said on the last episode, sometimes you have to laugh to keep from crying. You know, or laugh to keep from being upset. You know, laughter is the best form of therapy.
I know.
If you ask me, that's the best form of therapy. Because me and my therapist, we sit up there and we laugh all the time. You know, I be having her on the phone dying. just saying some of the stupid stuff that I be saying. You know, she be dying. But like I said, she's a big help. You know, she's a big help, and I appreciate her.
And that's what the domestic violence when the guy got shot. That's what happened with that. He went to his therapist and told his therapist on Saturday that he just wasn't feeling right. He was ready to die and this and that. And the therapist ended up contacting the police about him. And then he lost it Sunday night.
That's the one that stabbed his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually, he started stabbing himself. That's what the police report said. Yeah. And then his wife, there's an actual call, her calling, I need help, he's stabbing himself, I don't know if he's trying to commit suicide, and then he starts stabbing her. He stabbed her with 8 different knives, dog. And when the police got there, they shot him through the security door. Mm-hmm. One bullet.
Good grief.
And it was like, yeah, his therapist is the one comes after police first because he was talking about killing somebody. And my thing is, if he's in your office talking like that, that should be a little bit more urgent.
Yeah, you might want to call him before you leave.
Yeah, like, I have to use the bathroom, I'll be right back. And, like, commit him. Like, if he's talking about hurting somebody, like, he needs to be committed.
ASAP.
Yeah. I know the hold is, like, 72 hours, which is, what, 3 days? Mm-hmm. But it's crazy how you see so many laps in things when it comes to mental illness, and then somebody ends up losing their life behind the shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck, dude? He showed all these signs, and then nobody did anything until he killed somebody. Yeah. Like, the dude that killed that woman at the laundromat. He beat the woman to death with a hammer, a mallet.
Whew.
And she was 74. But I seen the dude with my own 2 eyes. He's crazy. Like, he's walking around talking to stuff. Like, we need a state hospital. I know they don't want to medicate people and they don't want to just put people on drugs, but some people need it, dog.
Yeah.
Like, literally. People are talking to themselves, they're seeing demons, they're going to eventually kill somebody.
Yeah.
Or hurt somebody. Yeah,
because you definitely see it all the time on the street.
All the time.
Especially when you go over there by the graveyard on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
You really see it over there.
And they talking. Right?
They be out there talking and men running around in women's clothes. And,
oh, man. Like, I remember that one dude.
You told me the dude had on leggings.
Yeah, women leggings.
And a t-shirt.
Yeah, he had a regular man. He had a workout shirt on and had leggings on. I was like, wow.
That's a mental health issue.
Yeah, you can tell he's crazy.
He out there on the street. Crazy.
But the thing is, you can't approach people. That, like, it's so many laws that you can't ask people questions. You have to be in the medical field and this. You need to stop that shit. Nevada doesn't have a fucking state hospital for mental illness.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, the one we have is up on Charleston, and it's small as fuck. I can probably drive right now and probably find 15 people that's crazy right now. They should not be on the streets, but, our laws are all fucked up. The coronavirus got shit fucked up. It's just all bad, dog. It's all bad. Especially with the virus now and the way the downtown was and people no mask and... You see Fat Tuesdays, they got their license suspended. Yeah, you saw that shit?
Down. Yep.
Yeah, because they wasn't supposed to be open. So.
Yeah. Well, moral of the story is, folks, if somebody tell you that they have issues, please listen to them. You know, try to figure out what's going on with them. Get them some help. Please. You know, because you never know what's going on. So. Appreciate you guys listening. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. And we'll catch y'all on the other side.